It's for the Southern Kingdom. Kwanya Sharala.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus. We are coming to you a little late, but live from Ecuador, all right? We are in the IUIC Ecuador New School, all right? So all praise to the Most High in Christ for that. We will have a limited broadcast for y'all tonight. We wanted to take the opportunity to broadcast from the school, share some thoughts with some of the brothers that are here, give some scriptures of the prophecies that you're seeing being fulfilled in these last days, and just kind of, you know, get your feedback. So I know normally I keep an eye on the comments with some of y'all to engage y'all. Not able to do that this time around. But what we will say, if you so wish, you can call in, all right? The call-in number is working. You'll see it rolling on the lower third there. That's 516-531-9797. And as always, do not forget to donate to the Booster Club, all right? You see that rolling across the bottom of the screen there as well, iuic.fundraising@israelunite.org. These type of things that you see are only possible, all right, with your support, all right? By the measure of your faith, y'all have been cheerful givers, and we're able to come out and do this ministry, all right? Money is a defense, and it is sorely needed, and you see the fruits of it, all right? The school is not fully done yet. We've had these brothers laboring here all week, okay, making sure that we get what's needed for the school to get them set up and so that they have this sanctuary to be able to function, all right? So I'm Deacon Yahshua. I also have with me...
Shalom, Captain Zephaniah, Captain Abiel.
All right, and then if you can pan and have everybody introduced.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Officer Cornelius.
Shalom, Most High Christ. Bless Officer Hillez.
Shalom, shalom, Officer Elon.
All praises, and then we can pan back over.
Hey, right. Shalom, Officer Liam.
Hey, shalom, Officer Issachar.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Officer Yamagon.
All right, so we, and then we also have off camera, we have Officer Joshua, all right. Been working all day getting this stuff set up. Liam was here as well, okay. And then we also have Officer Joel as well helping out, as well as some of the men putting in labor here. Okay, we have Soldier Disciplina, all right, over there. We have Soldier Daniel as well, Brother Boris, all right. And then we have a brother that came up from Peru, has been watching us for almost 2 years. I think that's a year and a half or something. Been in contact with us, found us online, and Valiente, right? And, Valiente, brother Valiente, okay, is here. He made it his business to come out and meet with us, and brother was with us in camp today, reading, putting in the work, and he'll be with us these next few days as well. So this truth is definitely growing, brothers and sisters. And again, this might not be the typical quality of a broadcast that you're used to with all the little bells and whistles, but we're going to have a shorter broadcast. We started late, and my intention was it brief as well, as we've been out here doing radio shows, hitting camp, and like I said, brothers here getting things done, facilitating things to get the school done. I want to go into some scriptures, and we can go into some commentary, brothers, and captains, officers, if there's something you want to chime in on, feel free, all right? So as we were riding over and at dinner, I was just thinking about kind of, you know, what scriptures might come to mind for me for what's being accomplished here. And this is our third trip to Ecuador, all right, so far. And I've said this before, and I'll just kind of re-say it now. It's interesting how, where's that in Proverbs? Get me where it says, like man makes his plans, but the Lord directs his paths. Right, not man's plans of the Lord. You know which one I'm talking about? It's in the 20s. I've been using that one a lot, and I can't remember exactly where it is right now. But he says he directs his paths. Somebody knows, call it out for him. 2024, get that for me?
Man's goings is of the Lord, is that one?
Yeah, I don't want man's goings of the Lord. No. It says that he directs our paths. Say something, Zephaniah.
Master. All praise to the Most High. We've been able to, in a short amount of time, get this school off the ground. Lord's will fill it up soon with much fruit coming from Ecuador. All right? Don't let that go over your heads, brothers and sisters. We're out in South America. All right?
All praises, all praises. And you know what? I mean, once the scriptures come out, I'm sure I'll get energy. I am exhausted. I apologize if I seem a little... We've been out in the sun and moving. We're in the mountains, all right? The altitude kind of gets to you. It takes a few days to adjust, and we're over the hump, right? So I think the next... acclimated. We got acclimated. Every time we've been out here, we kind of noticed it. So, like, the air's thinner. It affects our sleep and just everything. Like, you know, brothers thought they were fit, and then they just walking up a few steps over here, and it was like, oh, my God, what's going on? But we're here, so if we're a little low energy, whatever, we just had a full day, as these trips tend to be, so we can keep busy to do this work. Read this scripture for me, Proverbs 16 and 9.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 16 and verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way.
Right, and the heart we know is the mind, and it says he deviseth his way, right? So we were making this trip, and we're making these plans the very first time we came out, and I remember we said, hey, let's get on a call, let's plan some trips, what are we going to do, right? We put some things in place. We said, all right, we got brothers in Puerto Rico, we got brothers in Dominican Republic, let's go ahead and, you know, try to send rotations out there more consistently to help them out, and then let's put a plan together to break ground in new areas. And we had so many, we were talking about Panama, Peru was on the radar, Guatemala, right? And then I was like, well, you know, we have brothers somewhere. And we were like, oh, well, Ecuador maybe. All right, let's see what's going on there. Let me get a report. Read the second part of this verse. Come on. So we were devising the plans in our hearts, right? Come on.
But the Lord directed his steps.
The Lord directed his steps. And when we came out here, you know, oftentimes we'll think that it's us that moves a certain way and moves a certain spirit. But it's the Most High who plants that in his prophets in the earth in these last days. And unbeknownst to us, and we can look at it in hindsight now, and I say this more emphatically now because here we are at the school in approximately a year, less than a year, because I think it was in the 20s when we came. It was June, but it was like 20-something or whatever. So in approximately less than a year and in three visits during that time, we have opened up a new school here, all right? Our first in what we would call Latin America, all right? Our first for Northern Kingdom, our first in South America. And this is going to be a springboard for the rest of the area out here, because as we build these men up that are out here, not just for us to have a location here, now we can send more men that are closer in proximity to get the work done as well, that are out here as well. So read this verse in its entirety again.
Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps.
Right. So we made these plans, but God directs the steps. And, you know, I don't, it's like, how, you know, I think when Officer Joshua was telling me, you know, why Ecuador? I said, you know, it wasn't really anything.
The Caribbean first. Yeah. And the Most High saw fit to raise up Ecuador first.
And that's the point that I'm getting to. He's the one that directs the paths, and we had no idea that it was going to be so impactful when we came out here. And we came out on a shorter duration, and then we said, man, we were so filled with the Spirit, right? Our hearts were on fire after having come here with a smaller contingent of men. We said, we're going to go back. And I said, but you know what? We're not just going to go back. We're going to take advantage that we're out there, and we're going to put some other countries on the docket. Let's look at where we got some brothers that we can link up with and see what's going on over there. And that's when you saw last October. We came out here again for another week. We went out to Guatemala after that, right, for a little more than half the week. And then we ended up in Belize, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, that trip alone, that mission was excellent because we started to see a lot more activity, a lot more growth. The people were very receptive, especially in Guatemala. We've been talking about that this whole trip here. And I can't wait to see what's next. You understand? There's a lot of momentum, and I'm feeling really good about this whole situation. There's a lot of things coming out.
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement because, you know, you read about that 11th hour and with the Northern Kingdom coming in later, But it's like at that point, you're moving in on a moving train, and the foundation's been established as to what we need to do, and just the right spirits, the right mix of men. And, you know, because you can take brothers on a trip, and one brother that's out of spirit can kind of ruin the whole dynamic of what's going on there. So it wasn't even just in how we came out here and what we saw and what we experienced, but even in selecting the men. My point is that, you know, I get questions like that, and there's no – the mastermind is God, all right? There was no brilliant idea that came in my head of my own volition that said, oh, I think we should go here and because it's going to be like this. Something was moving us in this direction. And here we have, in hindsight, we're going to look at it as a milestone moment of being able to open this school here. And the Lord's will is that it prospers, all right? And I'm confident that it will. My faith is strong that it will, because I can't see how all these things got set up and it would fail, right? It's not going to be that way, all right? Now, let me bring out another point, unless anybody got something else they want to say. No? All right, let's get Romans 10 and 14.
Book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Right, because everybody the world over knows of a Christ. They know of a God. They know of the Bible, but not in the way that the Most High has intended for us to bring that out to them, all right? So it says, how can they call on somebody on who they have yet to believe? When we come out here and we ask somebody, have you believed on Christ? They'll tell you yes, 100%. And then when you give them the Christ of the scriptures, it's a rude awakening for them, all right? And that's a tough thing to swallow. I think of that movie, The Matrix, when he saw The Matrix for what it was when they pulled Neo out. And he was like, no, I don't believe it. I can't take it. And he said, oh, he's going to pop. He threw up and passed out because it was too much for him in that moment to embrace. Right. It was bitter in his belly. But then afterwards, right, it became sweet. He accepted it. And he, you know, he was manifested to be who he was supposed to be. And he said, listen, you know, a lot of times we don't free minds this old because they can't take it. Right. Because they've been in this thing for too long. But it's interesting that Paul says this, and how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Read on.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Because they have not heard of a black Messiah. They have not heard that you must still keep these laws, statutes, and commandments. They have not heard their true nationality and that they are the Israelites the Bible speaks of. Come on.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
And there is the key. And this is why it's so important that we have this out there, not just any preachers. Get me that in Jeremiah 3:15. Just any preachers.
Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15.
Come on.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Right. And the knowledge, get me that in Malachi 3. Is it 3 and 7? All right. 2 and 7. All right. And the knowledge that it's talking about is the laws. So they have not heard these things. All right. And when we get back to Romans 14, you understand what Paul is really kind of getting into here, right? For this time in Romans, he was talking about them having not heard of Christ the Savior, right? In that time. But the Bible is for generations to come. So little did they know at that time, nor us as we've read the Bible and been in different religions and beliefs in our lives, all right, know that this was talking about what you're seeing in action here now on these missions, and not just in what we're doing here, but in everywhere where we have men traveling to bring that word. All right, come on.
Malachi chapter 2 verse 7.
Because we read in Jeremiah 3:15 about knowledge, all right, and understanding. Those are the pastors that the Most High will bring to them, because there are pastors that come after him, right? Like you read in Matthew 24, right? And they deceive them, saying that they come in the name of Christ. But it's not the Christ of the scriptures. So the pastors, the preachers, according to God's mind, are the ones that have to give that knowledge and understanding. What is that knowledge? Come on.
Well, the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth.
Right. The law is that knowledge, and that's what needs to be brought to everybody. You got something? Okay, I see you shifting. I thought you might get something. Let's go back to Romans 10 and 14.
Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Right, meaning that we need able-bodied men to be able to bring this message out to them. Come on, read.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
And they need to be sent. And who's going to send them? We just read in Proverbs 16:9, the Lord is the one that directs his paths, all right? You wanted to bring something out, or you're just turning the page? I see you moving. If you want to bring something, let me know. Okay. All right, go ahead.
This is beautiful, the scriptures that you're bringing out, Deacon, because we're living it right now. We're going through it right now. Right, right. Like I'm seeing myself in these scriptures right now, ourselves in these scriptures.
To the Most High, and each and every one of these brothers that is here right now, all right? Read verse 15 from the top again. Come on.
Verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent?
And we have been sent by the Most High God. Yes, he's directed men and put order and structure in place. We are his vessels, his tools, all right? But he's the one that gives that increase, and he has sent us on these missions. He has guided us to these places and to the places to come. We're already talking about the next multi-country blitz out here. Lord's will life last this year. And we got another one that we're not going to give details yet, but if you know, you know, that's technically another multi-country blitz. So we might have two of them before the year is out, all right? Go ahead, read on.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Right. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach those things, all right? Because you can say, well, my Christian church, we've gone on ministries and we handed out flyers and sang Kumbaya in Cuba and in these different countries, but they have yet to believe on the Christ of the Bible. They have yet to believe on the Christ as the scriptures say, if that you must believe on him. All right.
This is boots on the ground. This is talking about boots on the ground. We have to go to where the people are. So don't fall for that. The people came to Peter crap. No. You got to go to where your people are. Why? Because our people are just throughout the four corners. So we have to go to where they at.
Right. Right. And people try to say that. But if you even look at Christ's ministry, before he built up his renown over the, because he prophesied for years. He started as a child. Remember when his parents found him dealing with the Pharisees, confounding them, right? He started from a child. And from our understanding, we understand he was maybe approximately in his 30s when he sacrificed himself for the nation of Israel. So his ministry was decades. Do you think that his fame and his renown, people are so simple. He traveled to different places and different coasts, it told you. And then they came in. And then eventually the word came out and they knew he was coming. And it's not in masses, but like example, Valiente heard we were coming here. And he said, I'm going to come to where you guys are until you're able to come to where I'm at so that I can participate with this thing. All right? So you see the manifestation of this thing and the spirit coming out and how this thing is happening. All right? We're living those scriptures. Who was I telling that was working with me? And I said, it's like you see the acts happening in motion right now. I was talking to somebody. Was it you? I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was Cornelio. I said something when we walked somewhere and I came out and we said something. And I said something to that effect. But anyway, read verse 15 again.
Romans chapter 10, verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Right. And that the gospel of peace is peace amongst us. It's about us reuniting under the standard of the scriptures, under the black Messiah, keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments as Israelites. All right. That's what the Bible talks about. And the good tidings is that you are those special people. They've never heard that here. We had questions on the radio show today saying, OK, I see what you're saying. Then why are we all jacked up? Why were we in slavery? They don't know how many times even in camp. They don't know. We'll ask them. Did your pastor teach you this? Is your church showing you this? No, they have not. But this is plain in the scriptures. So you're seeing this come to life right now, and the good things is telling them that the promises, the adoption, like Paul reads in 9, all right, all the laws, the kingdom of heaven pertains to us and us only. The emotionalness of some of the people that, sure, there's scoffers. Sure, there's people that are so tied into the matrix that they'll defend it, all right, as if it was their own. But we're not here. Those are always going to be present. We're not here for them. All we have to do is plant one plants, okay, the other watereth, but God will give the increase. And that's what's going on here. And what we've done is we've planted and brothers have been watering here in our absence, and we come back and plant more. And that's what you're going to continue to see going on. Come on, read on.
Verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report?
But they have not all obeyed the gospel because they're not keeping the laws. We've come across some that you say, yeah, you know what? I have read that. I do understand that Christ is a black man and that he is a Jew from the tribe of Judah. I get that. But, the church doesn't teach that. I don't want to disrupt things. But they have not heard or obeyed the gospel as far as keeping the commandments. All right? Get me that in Corinthians where Paul says, these things that I wrote unto you are the commandments of the Lord? All right? Because the New Testament are commandments as well. And they have not heard those things. All right? Is it 1 Corinthians?
Spiritual.
Uh-huh. Get me
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual.
Right. So if anybody thinks that he's prophet or spiritual, and this is an easy way for people to discern this, we got to start bringing this thing out when they come with rebuttals about their pastors or they say they're pastors. Right. Come on.
Let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
The things that Paul writes are the commandments of the Lord. So there's commandments throughout the scriptures in the Old and in the New Testament. So now when you go back to Romans 10 and 16, come on.
Romans chapter 10, verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
Because they think the gospel is just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They think that's the good news and that's it. The gospel is this whole Bible, all right? From beginning to end, Christ says that when he says, it's written of me in Moses and all the prophets, all right? So it says they have not obeyed it, all right? Who have believed our report? Read.
For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing?
So they have yet to really know faith even. The steps that we take when we break ground in these new places and in these new countries and we bring this is we're giving them a profound understanding of what faith really is and what that means. James tells you, I'll show you my faith by my works. Those faith without works are dead. And those works are the laws, statutes, and commandments that we bring out. So it says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing comes by what?
By the word of God.
Not by the pastor's mouths, not by the Christian's mouths. Christianity is everywhere in every corner. We were just talking about the big idol. You can't see because it's a little dark now. It's right outside the window here.
Everywhere you look, as soon as you look up, you look out your window, the damn idol is like staring at you right in your face. And that's by design by Esau. He has it in the highest point in Ecuador so the people can see that idol every time they look up.
And so we see it from our hotel rooms. We see it when we go to camp in one spot, when we head to a radio show.
Right.
And I've seen the behind. I've seen the side of it. I've seen the north, south, east, and west from wherever we've been at that damn idol. All you got to do is look out into the distance. And we'll drive for an hour or more, and you still see the damn freaking idol.
That's still there.
Still there, right? So read this again in 17.
Verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
And the word of God is hearing these scriptures. So the only way we can bring that faith to them is by letting them hear these words. Right? According to God's heart and God's mind. And that's the mission that we're on. And this is the mission that all of you support when you do these things. When something as simple as a like and subscribe, right? Some people, I don't feel like I can give the Booster Club because I can only give $5.
Right. It's easy. On every social media platform, a like, a retweet, anything, share. It's not that hard. You understand? Like it bothers me when I see posts from the bishop, and they're excellent posts, and all I see is like maybe like 10, 15, maybe 28, something like that around there. Well, we know that we have hundreds of thousands of congregants. Yo, y'all should be supporting. I'm telling you, that's gonna help with the algorithm. That's gonna affect the minds of the people. I'm telling you, help, subscribe, like, share, do everything that you can. So you're not mixing concrete. You're just doing what you already do.
Right. I've often said, I said, listen, there's no salvation without all 12 tribes. So all tribes matter. You know, some people say, hey, I get it. You don't want to look at a foreign language thing for 2 hours and you don't understand what's being said. We're working on that. We've come up with the Isaiah 11:11 project, right? We've put forth subtitles on select classes, right? And as the technology allows, as the spirit moves, you're going to see more and more of that we can expand into different languages, all right? But all the tribes need to repent. So, you know, you might not see yourself as somebody that's at that point or maybe ever will be if somebody is going to be out doing the missions like we do. But understand that the Most High has those men in reserve. He's had those men here, all right? And it's only by your actions and your support that we're able to do those type of things. But you need to understand and see what's unfolding before your eyes. It's not a light thing when these type of things go on, all right? And we're not just dropping in somewhere and teaching. I remember I said this years back when we went to DR, and I said, I think the issue with us is that we go someplace, we turn it upside down, and then we don't put anything in order for them. And not because we were ignorant of it, but the resources weren't there, whether it was financial, whether it was the men that were in the right spirit to do it, all right? And then, and you know, so we were on the right track, and then, but we kept pushing where we could, where we can, who we had. And now you're starting to see an explosion in that.
I think that was the big difference here in Ecuador, is that you had two men that had willing spirits. So that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was already handing out flyers, making copies of the flyers themselves, going on missions by themselves. Why? Because they were fervent for this truth, and they believed.
All right. And in that faith, they were able to do that, and they maintained, all right? And now the fruits of their labors is being rewarded by the Lord and giving them the support to give that increase. We were buying the stuff the other day, a couple of days ago, and Soldier Daniel's there, and he's just kind of looking there like in awe and disbelief, and he says, man, I pray for the wisdom and understanding that you guys have, because the commitment, the devotion that you guys have to come here and set all these things in order. You don't think those brothers are going to be even more on fire when we leave from here to see the investment that we've made based on what we saw in their works and what we saw in the willingness of the people to want to hear the word, right? One of the things that we kept getting when we were out here was, but where are you located? But where are you located? Now we have a location, and Lord's will, we're going to fill this thing up, right? With able-bodied men that are going to be able to preach this word, all right? Let's go back to Romans 10. Let's read 18. Come on.
Romans chapter 10, verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world.
Right, and that's how you know that when you... specifically for that time, but this is also about the future. Their word had not gone into the ends of the world yet. All right, but he understood the prophecy and what Christ had commanded the disciples before he was even converted. Let's get that in Matthew. I want 28, and let's start at 18.
Matthew.
Actually, 19.
Yes, sir. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
He said, so you must go out. These were his last words. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now, Christianity grabs that in their ignorance. That's why what we just read, he said they have not believed because they've not heard our report, all right? We're going to get that in Isaiah in a moment, right? Go ahead, come on.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Right, and the baptism, it doesn't exclusively mean water, all right? Once upon a time it did, but it does not exclusively mean water, all right? And the reason I say that, that it's not exclusively, because that then obliterates the whole argument that they once did it in water, right? There's multiple baptisms. There's a term called baptism by fire, right? You see, oh, you know, yeah, you're getting a baptism. So like if you went into the military and you went into boot camp, they call that baptism by fire, right? Because you have a short time to get indoctrinated, to get intensified, to buy into the mission and the program. They call you being baptized, right? Or you go into a new job. They're like, oh, who are you training with? Oh, you're training with baptism by fire with that one, right? So it doesn't exclusively mean water. There's different levels of baptism. But the baptism that this is speaking about in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is the proper understanding. Catholic Church took that and literally just say those words and think that they're doing something. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Right. Get out of here with that madness. But nothing else coming behind that. No change, right? Go ahead, read on.
Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded
you. So he literally explains what the baptism is in the next verse. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Come on.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
And when the scripture says that where two or three are in my name, there he is, that don't mean that you at home watching with your mom and your baby and your wife, all right? and you're not in the midst, you're not getting yourself in the battle wherever you can fit in, all right? The Spirit of Christ is here when we go on these missions. When we send men out to these places like you're seeing happen here, it's his words that speak through us. It's his, we're just those vessels. The spirits come and we react. You ask any of these brothers when they're up there, nobody's up there with some sort of plan and notes of what they're going to talk about. You engage the people and you deal with the questions. And you just, the Spirit moves you on what to bring out. And then the Spirit is there collectively amongst us because, oh, hey, brother, give them this scripture. Oh, hey, you know what? Wait, where's this one there? And we're all supporting what's going on there. That's the Spirit moving to bring that repentance to them, all right? So now I want to explain this real quick because maybe some people are hearing this for the first time. Because the confusion about go ye therefore and baptize in all nations. Real quick, let's get Deuteronomy 4 and 27, Nehemiah 1 and 8, and Deuteronomy 28 and 64. We're going to read all of those to explain why we must go to all nations and why we are here in Ecuador teaching the tribe of Asher, all right? Their true nationality, their true repentance, and helping them to increase their faith. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 27. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations.
So it's so easy to understand and comprehend if you actually read for yourself. But instead, this is why he says, except the preacher goes. And this is why it has to be pastors according to God's heart. Because you have all these pastors out here that won't teach this information and just teach them, see, that means go and all nations are saved. All right, come on.
And ye shall be left few in number among the heathen.
Meaning we would be low, we would be base. But the point that I wanted from this is that we would be scattered. While you're in Deuteronomy, get 28:64 first, and then we can get Nehemiah 1 and 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 64. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people.
And these are just two scriptures. We're giving Nehemiah 2, that's going to be another one. But there's so many when you understand the history that we've always been a displaced people. Right? That's why they call it the diaspora. In Spanish, you see that a lot. It talks about the dispersed when you're reading it. All right? Come on.
Shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other.
This is why it's not about corners. It's not about just let me get teach everybody in the United States. All right? We need to go from one end of the earth even to the other. This is why Christ said go and teach all nations. All right? Paul was, right? Beautiful are the people, Paul said in Rome, the feet. The peak. I'm tired. Romans 10, right? He said, beautiful are the feet of them that go and do that. And he said, their voice has gone into all the ends of the world because you're starting to see the manifestation of that. We've not yet hit everywhere where we are, and we are everywhere, right? And we understand that we may not, before Christ return, we may not get everywhere. But that does not mean that we do not keep pushing forward as we read in Romans, all right? Is that it on 64?
And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Right. And that's, listen, those were not our gods when they brought those, especially here, the conquistadors brought a white Christ, a cross that they had to worship upon pain of death. Let's get Nehemiah 1 and 8.
Nehemiah,
it's all throughout the Bible, our history. Come on.
Chapter 1, verse 8. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress.
Like you read in Deuteronomy 28. He's basically saying what we just read in Deuteronomy 28 and 64. If ye transgress, come on.
I will scatter you abroad among the nations.
But I will scatter you abroad among the nations. And this is why when we go back to Romans 10 and 18, we have this. Come on.
Romans chapter 10, verse 18. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world.
Come on.
But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you.
Right. Now, here's the misunderstanding in that. Because, again, they're telling you that. Because over here, they've told them that they're nobody. Right. They're the Gentiles, and they accept that, and they embrace that, right? But what Moses was speaking about here was the other nations that were scattered coming back. This is why he talks about going to the end of the world, all right? Let's read this in Hosea 1 and 10. Come on.
Hosea chapter 1 and verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea.
Innumerable. This is why we must go to all the ends of the earth. Come on.
Which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people.
And that's in all the places where we've been scattered throughout the earth. Come on.
There it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God.
And how was that said to them? Like we read in Romans 10. How could they believe? How could they know? How could they repent if men are not sent? And that's why it's beautiful, the feet of them that go there. Read that last part of that verse again.
Ye are the sons of the living God.
There in those places, we have been the ones that have been blessed, that have been called, that were chosen by the Most High God to spread that message every time we come somewhere where they are told that they are not special, they are not the Israelites, that they're the heathen the Bible speaks of. We've come and we've been telling them, ye are the sons of the living God, to the point, to the effect that we have the school here, and we're going to continue to grind on here and continue to water so that God can give that abundant increase here, all right, in these last days. You got something? No, let's go back to Romans 10, and let's finish that up.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 19. But I say, did not Israel know? For Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you.
Right? They're foolish because they're not keeping commandments. They're keeping the customs of men, the commandments of men. Come on.
But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me.
Right, because we came here. We didn't say, let's just come here. The brothers found us. He said, I was found of them. They found us online in these little efforts.
Dang.
They didn't tell, none of the people here that we've been preaching to said, please come. Not even these brothers said, please come. They were just willing to continue to do the work. They couldn't fathom in their minds the willingness and the measure of faith that they would see, but they knew and they had something in their spirit to do it. And nobody here asked for it, but they're getting it. So it's not about, you know, I had the one guy today, oh, with that, con esa actitud, nadie te va a seguir. With that attitude, nobody's going to, I don't know, I guess I got a bad habit. I get too riled up when people say dumb stuff. I told myself, listen, I'm just passionate about the scriptures, all right? The demons come out. We talk about that today. It's like, why do they always want to mess with me when I'm on these trips? You ever notice that? They all get froggy with me. Maybe they do. Maybe the demon hit them. No. They get all froggy with me. But it's the wrong person that they're going to get froggy with because they're going to get shut down, all right? Read that again.
But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith.
No, I'm sorry. Get that in Isaiah 65 and 1. He's quoting Isaiah, right? And then we're going to come back to Romans.
Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 1. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that called by my name.
And we've got that understanding now with Hosea 1 and 10, that we were scattered in Deuteronomy 28:64, Nehemiah 1 and 8, Deuteronomy 4 and 27. We've brought this full circle to now finish this up, okay, in Romans 10 and 21, is it, or 20, where we at?
It's verse 21.
Uh-huh, come on.
Romans chapter 10, verse 21. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
And that's why it doesn't faze us when there are scoffers and they'll try to tell us, oh, well, nobody's going to follow you if you're like that. That's okay. You were meant to be kept away. So if my spirit and how I'm bringing that thing out to you makes you feel averse to this, then this is not for you. All right? Because plenty of others that hear it are there to support us, to cheer us on. There's always one or two in the crowd, even if there's 5 or 10 scoffers in there that are going to receive that word and receive that example, all right? So it's been kind of moving as I reflect on these things here, of what we've been doing here. I want to open it up if any of y'all want to say anything. Also, I want to remind you, if y'all want to call in, all right, we're live from Ecuador in the new IUIC of Ecuador school, all right? Call in 516-531-9797. Doesn't even have to be questions if you have a comment as well. Again, I'm not really able to check the feeds too well. So if you're making comments and things like that, I will not see them till later. But by all means, call in. You want to say something, Captains? Anything?
Hey, well, once again, this is the Lord making moves. putting the spirit on the brothers here, the team here. We have a very well organized and educated group of men. All of us are in the spirit here. All praise to the Most High. I can't wait to see the fruit of all of this labor going out from today, from this week. And it's going to be my, I'm telling you, this, just like you said, Deacon, this is a monumental situation. I'm telling you, milestone moment, Israel support, I'm telling you.
Cornelio, you got something? You're everybody's favorite Northern Kingdom teacher.
Hey, shalom, shalom. I'm happy and I'm proud.
Can we pan? Hold on, don't talk yet. Let him pan on you.
Shalom, everybody. Most High Christ bless. I'm just privileged. I feel privileged to be part of this movement, and I just can't wait for the rest of the work to come. And if life lasts, you know, to continue to wake up the rest of the tribes, you know, like the deacon said, you know, we might not be able to cover every country, but we're definitely going to be pushing it, and we're going to definitely do our part in making sure that this true gospel goes throughout the four corners.
All right, we're going to die trying. We're going to die trying to push to every country.
We are going
to
die trying. Right. That's prophecy.
Right, we're going to die trying.
Man, you got to man up. All right? Don't worry about your wife or your kids. The Lord will take care of them.
Right. Hey, and I want to say something. Hold on. Go back on Cornelius. Keep the camera on him. I mean, every brother's been phenomenal on this trip so far. A lot of these brothers we've been on a few trips with, right? You start to build your bonds with. Cornelius, he has really kind of grown. He's been the one that's facilitated the itineraries and dealt with these brothers in maneuvering to even deal with the landlord to get this lease and stuff. So, you know, I can't say enough for the amount of works and the spirit that's on him to get this stuff done. Always yes, you know, yes, sir, on it, quick. I mean, just this thing developed really fast. We left last time with the intention to do it. Other things started moving and big things were happening. While we were out here last time, the Brooklyn milestone happened, right? And all this attention came to us on a grander scale because of Kyrie Irving and Ye at the time. And, you know, us making a statement on the Lord's behalf for those things. And when this thing picked up steam again, all this thing just kind of developed within a few months that we were able to secure this school, get the men on short notice to just take the time to get these trips and to be able to come out here and do this and to do it with zeal and things like that. It's funny, today Cornelius was itching to go up to teach or read or something anyway. How he said, hey, this brother right here looks like he's getting a little tired reading. I'm gonna go jump in for him. I said, no, not yet. I'm gonna put you up. I have you in rotation.
Let me in, coach.
He was like, let me in. Put me in, coach. All right. I mean, the level of excitement, you know, for brothers to want to get out there and teach the people because of the reception that we get here. And I said, even when it's scoffers, it's a chance to edify, right? Because you burn up those objections, all right? Like the word of the Most High says, it's like a fire, all right? And it'll burn them up. And we obliterate those lies, all right? Those strongholds in their mind for all those that will hear and receive. So all praises. I pray you continue to stay in the spirit that way with us. Hey, Cornelius has been one of the first ones that have been with us. Because when we went to Cuba, right? I mean, when we went to Puerto Rico, that was the first time we went to like a Northern Kingdom spot, right? You went DR with us as well. Right? So you've been like on every one, right?
Yep.
Where was Jalez? Hey, Cuba, Cornelius was there. I mean, and you know, how beautiful are the feet, bro? I think of all of you, but I think of this brother too, because he's been there from the when we started doing these things, right? Hey, 72, you got anything to say?
Hey, no, it's definitely been an honor and a privilege, inspirational, motivational.
Who are you?
I'm off the Hale. Okay. Most High Christ bless everyone. All praise. It's just been motivational, inspirational, really something that strengthens our spirit. Every time we come out here, just to see the growth, to see the we got a phone call.
Finish your statement.
All praise to the Most High. You know, it's just definitely a learning experience every time we come out and just passing out the thousands of flyers that we're giving out, planting so many seeds.
Right. We were saying we need another couple thousand because we might run out before the trip is over, right? So we got to order another box.
That's
we
got
to order another box because we're doing about a box a day. So we don't have enough left. All right. Hey, so we have a caller calling in. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Shalom caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? We're not going to be able to hear him.
Shalom Deek. Deek and Yasu, man. I'm calling.
Nobody
from,
there? Who was
Jones.
It?
Hey, Shalom.
Oh, okay. All right, Zedekiah, you could call back in if for some reason we're not hearing you, all right? You could try to call back in. Definitely do. We want to hear your comment or whatever you might want to add to the show, all right? Okay. Well, since we're on that side, let me Officer Elon, speak. Speak, Elon, speak.
So, listen, definitely what we're doing out here, we know that the Spirit of the Lord is working with us, right? The Spirit of the Lord is working with us. One of the examples you gave was, you know, Officer Cornelius and the other man that you set up to help push this and put it together, right? I want to bring a scripture if I can.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Give me that in Luke 4:18. I think it goes right along with what you was bringing out, Deke. Luke 4:18.
Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
So we know that the only way we can do what we're doing now is the Spirit of the Lord got to be upon us, because we all live crooked, evil lives before we was doing what we're doing now. So only the Spirit of the Lord can wake us up and to do this marvelous work that we're doing now. In countries, and I'll speak for myself on this one, right? In countries that I thought I would never, ever see in my life. You know what I'm saying? So the Spirit of the Lord definitely got to be upon me.
No, you're speaking for me, too. I didn't think I'd ever be in this country either, or any of the ones that we've gone to. All right? So.
And then it says to preach the gospel to the poor. We know that our people, we poor in spirit. And we definitely pour in economics. That's why it takes a collectiveness of us and the Booster Club and everybody else that's pitching in to be able to bring this forth. So it's not just us here, but everybody that has been putting in their 2 cents, right? Their five, what is it, five pence or mites to be able to do this thing. But read on.
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
And that's what we're prepping our people for, right? To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, because we know the Lord is coming back. And we're here to uplift them, because we know that our people are bruised, right? We've been through so much that our people don't understand what we've been through. They think they're comfortable. They are, how do you say it? They're accustomed to this life.
That's what it is.
They're accustomed to being so stepped on, destroyed, taken advantage of. What's the other one that said to preach deliverance to the captives? That's physical and that's spiritual. The minds of our people have been held captive for a long time by the damn Catholic Church, by the damn Christian Church. But guess what? We out here today, right, this whole week, to set them free from this bondage that they're in with the scriptures, and we following the steps of Christ, because that's what Christ did. He fulfilled this too. That's what he said. You know. So all praise to the Most High. We're here now. We are able to come back, and that we're able to go to other places like the deacon was mentioning. That's all I got for now.
All praise to the Most High. All praise to the Most High. Beautiful, beautiful. Officer Leon.
Hey, shalom.
Right.
It's an honor being here. It's my first time here.
So I was going to say, it's his first time.
My first time here. And
all praises.
You know, still trying to get my breathing good up in the mountain. But all praise to the Most High. You know, we got a school here. You know, we still got some more work to do. You know, the people are receptive. Even in the cab, we spoke to people in the cab coming back and forth. And
right.
It was just
when we were purchasing the things needed. We were having
that too.
Stopping, dialoguing, flyers,
right.
Teaching opportunities as well. Yep.
Yeah, and then some of the people outside the restaurant as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few people when we was buying stuff in the cab. They just questioned, could we stand out? Why? Because the Lord is upon us. When the Lord is upon us, we got the light. We stand out no matter where we go.
Right.
So when they saw it, they want to ask questions. And that's what always drawn to the people. Who are you guys? I see something. You're not a regular person. So I'm going to ask, what do you are? Who you are? And a lot of times they come, like, we had about 3 people in a cab talk to us. Myself and Officer Joshua spoke to older men. So Lord's will, he'll be here as well. But it was an honor, though.
All
and
praises.
I'm looking forward for more.
All praises, all praises. Hey, and again, I want to highlight Officer Liam's been out here physically putting in for the infrastructure at the school, all right? You know, he has some skills and some expertise for, like, audiovisual. And, you know, he's contributed to us to be able to broadcast today along with Officer Joshua as well, all right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, shalom, shalom, D. So,
hey, another first-timer.
Yeah. Officer Issachar.
You know how you know he's a first-timer? He'll go to a country, and instead of ordering their food, he orders a cheeseburger. I'm sorry, brother. This is how I do the show. This brother went to the Dominican Republic and ordered a cheeseburger with fries, bro.
Damn.
I wish we had sound effects. You need some milk. Boom.
Well, he needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
Hey, all praises, all praises. So, look.
Well, who are you?
Officer Issachar from IUSC Raleigh.
IUSC Raleigh.
Yeah,
Raleigh.
Shout out, you know, the brother.
Raleigh. But, look, we here.
I definitely enjoyed every moment with y'all, with our people. As you can see, I got burnt up. You know, I had to throw that in there.
You got a little complex.
Seattle.
You got a little complex about being
you know
a little. It's all right, but it's going to turn black.
Hey.
I mean,
hey.
Not black like Yamagon black, but, you know.
I just black. Come here, Yamagon. Let them see you, man. All right. I just want to bring up scripture real quick, Isaiah 49, verse 6.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he saith, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob.
So just like you were saying, D, you know, when I first came into truth and I found out that I was Northern Kingdom and I could speak Spanish and all those things, you know, I always got told to wait on my ministry. You know what I'm saying? That I had to, you know, learn the basics so that I can go out and teach my people. Surah 33:17 says, you know, you got to learn first before for those that seek learning. So we come out here like Officer Elon was bringing out. Like, the people need the medicine, but we got to be able to study and know how to bring out that medicine because people deal with different things. So I like the next part. Read the next part.
And to restore the preserved of Israel.
And I had a captain once, you know, Captain Sarai. He told me, he said, there's people that are preserved on this planet for you that are reserved. He used the word reserved. He said, because you speak a different language. So he always pushed that on me, and I was, you know, just patient on that thing. And I appreciate the opportunities when y'all let me come to these trips. That's all.
Finish that verse. That thing is strong.
I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles.
Right. That goes back to what we've been reading in Romans 10, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
he
sir.
Says, that's how beautiful are the feet of them that come and preach the gospel and good tidings unto them, all right? Because we're that light to those in the place where we said, you're not my people. We're here telling them the honor that it is. For the greatest nation that's ever been on the earth, for our lips to be the one to tell them, you are the sons of the living God. That's not a light thing. It's light because it's our duty. It's our responsibility. It's our first love. And it should be our devotion in all things. But it's not light in the grander scheme of the heaviness, the importance, and the magnitude of what we're bringing back by just simply the foolishness of preaching, like you read in 1 Corinthians, right? All praises.
I'm not ordering a burger. No.
Go ahead, finish it.
That thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth.
And again, there it goes, unto the ends of the earth.
Yes, sir.
Unto the ends of the earth. It's the same theme that the Spirit is showing what we're doing and what's in action now. And it's beautiful because it's not like our responsibilities back in the States, okay, but we have not only the men that are able to come here, but that in our absence, things that we stewards of over there is still able to function and do that. So you see how the eye, right? All can't be the eye, all can't be the ear, right? But we're all one body to be able to do that thing. You see that in action in this as well.
What you said about that, because while some brothers are out at camp waking up the people, you had brothers that had to stay back. Why? Because they had to set up the school. They had to get the tables, the chairs. The IT had to be set up. All this was done, what, for the people out here,
right.
You know?
And in record time, man, I got to tell you, I know it took a little long doing the shopping and stuff because of just the way the roads and traffic and just it's just a slower pace of life. You know, it's always a little bit of culture shock when you can, but it's educational if you're open to it to see, you know, how one-track mind we could be, right? You can ask for your passport whenever you buy something, right? But, you know, to see that there's so many parts to this going on, and that we've done it in such a short time. I mean, the school, for the most part, as far as its essential stuff, most of the bulk of that work was done today. We'll take the next few days to fine-tune it. Whatever we can't finish while we're here, you know, we have the stewards here over IUIC Ecuador, the soldiers, the brothers that are you know, willing men that are going to be soldiers, Lord's will, in the near future, that are going to be able to continue what we've laid down here in the spirit of the Lord. Officer Yamagan.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
We had to bring the darkie.
Of course. Hey, off the Yamagan. I want you to break down how people come on, man. I thought you were my brother, man. I love you, bro. I can't be the inside joke. I'm not going there.
When you travel, there's a lot of inside jokes, all right?
I'm not going there.
72 and Mallorca feet.
But nonetheless, Deacon, captains, the officers, the higher officers, man, it's been a pleasure, always a pleasure to go out to war with you, man. Mm-hmm. But this particular trip is a faith booster for me. 4 years ago, around the same time, that's when the Disciplina contacted us,
mm-hmm.
around the same month.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And just to see a school being built from that call to now is just a faith booster for me. So.
Right.
I'm just preparing my mind to, Lord willing, be used a lot more to get this work done, you know, worldwide.
Yeah.
And
you become another one, Officer Yamagan. I mean, just very useful for the ministry, strong on these trips, a good support. And it's interesting because I wanted you to be on this trip from the beginning, but you had some limitations due to your job, right?
Correct.
And so I had built the trip out, and I said, all right, I can't do it, right? And, you know, usually for various reasons, sometimes financial, there's a limit to how many men we could come out. As well, just there's a certain chemistry with, you don't want too many men and you don't want too few when you come on these things. I think we've picked that up over the years traveling. And Yamagan messages me, and he says, hey, Deke, look, man, I think I could do this, and I could get there Thursday. You know, a Wednesday night or Thursday night, and, yo, I'll sleep on the floor. I don't care. You know, can I go? Can I? I'll get myself there, right? He said, but can I go? And I said, damn. I said, nah, you don't got to sleep on the floor, bro. I said, we're going to make sure we got some arrangements for you. I said, if you got to sleep with another brother.
Have we not done that, though,
out of necessity, though? Hey, one time, and this was domestic, we went to Vegas, man. They weren't enough beds in the room. I had to sleep with Zeph. I said, all right. I said, you sleep under the bottom cover. I'll sleep under the top cover so there's no contact, all right? No accidental contact going on. Bro, some of the things that we've had to go through to take some of these trips, bro, and sickness and perils. Hey, speak about perils. Don't go nowhere yet. I want to finish my thought with you. Remind me to talk about how this guy almost got eaten, right? All right, we'll take the call in a second. My point is, your spirit's been great, brother. He wanted to get, the Most High opened up for him to get here earlier.
Yes.
And I know you didn't want to miss this because you've been with us for each of the trips here so far. Sure. And then your contact with the brothers over the years as well. So I'm grateful that you made it, all right? And got his feet. He jumped right in, bro. Hit the radio show this morning, went to camp, all right, doing his thing. Hey, one more thing before we take that call, because I got to mention this. I'm talking about perils and stuff, man. Hey. Put the camera on Cornelius. We almost lost him. When he just told you so emphatically until the death, all right, and to man up. And don't worry about your wife and kids, because these are all the thoughts he had last night or the night before. It was the night before last, all right? He almost got mauled by a pack of wild street dogs, all right? He almost got mauled. And I'm not going to name any names, man, but I heard some brave, bold, austere brothers.
Yamagan and Elon. they'll be known as top flight security.
Yeah. I heard that they said, you got to fight your own dog. It was like three or four dogs. He said, you got to fight your own dog. Each took a dog, and they went, right? Hey, and then it wound up biting on your book bag. No, we're not even, I know, like we joke, we're not even embellishing this. Maybe the running part, but not so much. But... And then the security, because the hotel got the security guard that's round about the property, wound up getting bit because he can't look for them, right? Because his brothers wouldn't look out for him. So the brother that he didn't know had to come and defend him.
So this is how it went down. We were walking down this alley, right? And I saw three dogs coming, right? And I said, look, what a coincidence. There's three dogs and there's three of us. We'll each take one. As soon as I said that, Officer Elon and Officer Yamagan were like 20 feet ahead of me. I said, one each.
Helez and Elon.
I mean, Helez.
It was Helez.
Not Yamagan. Not Mallorca. Not Mallorca. Elon and Helez left your boy hanging.
Oh, man. All praises. Only your book bag got damaged. No, they don't get to say nothing. They left, all right? They don't get to say nothing, all right? Hey, so we have a caller. Is it the same brother call back in? Or we got somebody else? All right. What was the name now? Sedekiah? All right.
Hey, shalom, sir.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour.
I'm talking to the deacon.
Us?
Talking to the Northern Kingdom deacon, man.
You get me all excited for the call, man.
Wait. Can you hear me?
You might have to fix some things. What about the next caller? Can the next caller come on? Let's try it. Damn, we got brothers in the spirit. They want to say something. And...
Shalom. All right,
y'all did a good work. I'm not going to get on IT. Okay. Who is it?
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom, sis. Can you hear us? Welcome to the Power Hour.
Yes, sir. Shalom. Can you hear me?
Not working.
Shalom. Can you hear me?
Next time, Lord's will, next time. Well, we apologize. The calls did not go through. Anybody got any closing comments? We're going to wrap it up because we got another radio show tomorrow. We've been lighting the airwaves on fire here, right, on Exito FM, right? That's what it's called, right? Yeah. We've been hitting them up. We've been sharing the links on social from their broadcast. Today we started getting some good engagement and feedback from them. And we're also going to see we have some other stuff coming up, but we have a full day again, all right? Most of us have been up since 6, 7 o'clock. It's, what time is it here? Depending where, 10:41 here in Ecuador, all right?
I know you've been up since 6 o'clock.
Yeah, thank you. The walls are so thin.
Ooh, yeah.
I hear every time Captain Abiel goes to take a shower, like he's in my shower. I woke up terrified. I said, who is that? What is this? Matusi.
Que quiere?
Anyway, Israel, if we ain't got nothing else, we're going to wrap it up. I told you we get a little condensed show today, but I really wanted to be able to do the broadcast from here. We need you to continue to support us in whatever way you can. The Booster Club fundraisers down there. Support the social media for IUIC Phoenix down there as well. You see it on your lower thirds, all right? And continue to look out for the Spanish stuff too, all right, El Reino del Norte, and share those things, Israel Unido en Cristo, and share, all right? You never know where those seeds get planted and who finds us, like those brothers here. We got the brother from Peru that came from Peru, spend the bulk of this week with us, okay? And we also have our soldiers here and the diligent brothers that are putting in work here. So keep us in your prayers, brothers and sisters, all right? We still have some more days here to do and to do some work. May we all have Godspeed and everything that we're doing out here. We appreciate your prayers and your care and concern and all things, all right? So with that, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom, shalom.